Chapter 78. As a safeguard, it is like quickness of hearing. It may make consequences passionately present to you. Try to take hold of your sensibility and use it as if it were a faculty, like vision. Deronda uttered each sentence more urgently. He felt as if he were seizing a faint chance of rescuing her from some indefinite danger. "Yes, I know. I understand what you mean," said Gwendolyn in her loud whisper, not turning her eyes, but lifting up her small gloved hand and waving it in deprecation of the notion that it was easy to obey that advice. "Be but if feelings rose, there are some feelings, hatred and anger, how can I be good when they keep rising? And if there came a moment when I felt stifled, and could bear it no longer," she broke off, and with agitated lips looked at Deronda, but the expression on his face pierced her with an entirely new feeling. He was under the baffling difficulty of discerning that what he had been urging on her was thrown into the pallid distance of mere thought before the outburst of her habitual emotion. It was as if he saw her drowning while his limbs were bound. The pained compassion which was spread over his features as he watched her affected her with a compunction unlike any he had felt before, and in a changed and imploring tone she said, "I am grieving you. I am ungrateful. You can help me. I will think of everything. I will try. Tell me it will not be a pain to you that I have dared to speak of my trouble to you. You began it, you know, when you rebuked me." There was a melancholy smile on her lips as she said that, but she added more entreatingly, "It will not be a pain to you?" "Not if it does anything to save you from an evil to come," said Deronda, with strong emphasis. "Otherwise, it will be a lasting pain." "No, no, it shall not be. It may be it shall be better with me, because I have known you." She turned immediately and quitted the room. When she was on the first landing of the staircase, Sir Hugo passed across the hall on his way to the library and saw her. Grandcourt was not with him. Deronda, when the baronet entered, was standing in his ordinary attitude, grasping his coat collar, with his back to the table, and with that indefinable expression by which we judge that a man is still in the shadow of a scene which he has just gone through. He moved, however, and began to arrange the letters. "Has Mrs. Grandcourt been in here?" said Sir Hugo. "Yes, as he has." "Where are the others?" "I believe she left them somewhere in the grounds." After a moment's silence, in which Sir Hugo looked at a letter without reading it, he said, "Hope you are not playing with fire, Dan, you understand me?" "I believe I do, sir," said Deronda, after a slight hesitation, which had some repressed anger in it. "Be but there is nothing answering to your metaphor, no fire, and therefore no chance of scorching." Sir Hugo looked searchingly at him, and then said, "So much the better. For, between ourselves, I fancy there may be some hidden gunpowder in that establishment." Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.